China is calling for promoting fair distribution of vaccines and making them accessible and affordable for developing countries, including those in conflict. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the remarks at a virtual meeting of the United Nations Security Council concerning the COVID-19 vaccine distribution. The Chinese Foreign Minister said countries need to replace division with solidarity and keep to the right path of cooperation at this moment. He's also called for the implementation of a Security Council resolution to create an enabling environment for pandemic response. A Chinese diplomat says the country's manufacturers of COVID-19 vaccines are open to all potential users. Chinese ambassador to Cyprus, Liu Yantao, says there's not yet an ongoing negotiation between the European Union and any Chinese vaccine producers. He also says Austria, the Czech Republic, and other EU member states have expressed interest in Chinese vaccines, showcasing the importance of getting safe vaccines as soon as possible, regardless of who's developed them. China's conducting clinical trials on 16 COVID-19 vaccines, seven of which have entered phase 3 trials, and two have been approved for public use in China. The mayor of New York says snow and icy weather across much of the nation has delayed shipments of COVID-19 vaccine to the city. Bill de Blasio says the delays are forcing the city to hold back appointments that people in New York need.
Based on the information I've gotten now, as many as 30, 35,000 appointments or more might not be scheduled because we don't have vaccines. So appointments we would have been putting up available to people right now, we have to hold them back because the vaccine hasn't arrived.
The mayor says his staff is watching the situation closely to determine when the vaccine shipments will arrive. The director of the Pan American Health Organization says the region-wide coronavirus infection rate is dropping, but Dr. Carissa Etienne says hotspots still remain.
Over the last week, more than 1.2 million people in the Americas were infected with COVID-19, and 39,000 died because of the virus. And while these numbers are staggering, they represent a 10% drop from weeks past.
Etienne highlighted the Amazonian border area between Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, as well as larger Caribbean islands such as the Dominican Republic, as areas of concern. NASA is preparing to attempt a tricky landing on Mars this Thursday. The Perseverance rover is headed for an area on the edge of an ancient river delta. If the landing is successful, NASA aims to collect samples from the once submerged terrain for return to Earth 10 years from now.